Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate is launching an effort to register more high school students to vote. It follows a new law allowing 17-year-old Iowans to register. They can also now take part in primaries and caucuses if they turn 18 in time to vote in the general election. Pate says with all of the presidential campaigns working in Iowa and more targeting of high school students, he thinks the state could see a big increase in youth registration and voter turnout.
With the Iowa caucus is rapidly approaching, we also have city and school elections coming up November 5th. It's a great time for our young people to get engaged in the process.
High schools that register 90% of eligible students to vote will get an award named after Carrie Chapman Catt, who was a national leader in the women's suffrage movement. The Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska is celebrating 25 years of Ho-Chunk Inc. this week. Lance Morgan, a Winnebago tribal citizen and founder, president, and CEO of Ho-Chunk Inc., says since 1994, the company's approach has evolved to support the economy and the growth of the middle class.
Homeownership jumped, poverty levels dropped, but you have to understand something about us. 300 of our housing units are reserved for low-income people. And so we have a built-in poverty base.
Ho-Chunk Inc. is holding an anniversary celebration tomorrow at the Land of Wellness and Outdoor Sports Complex on the south side of Winnebago from 4 to 7 p.m. Ho-Chunk Inc. is an underwriter of Siouxland Public Media. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update later in the hour. I'm Mary Hartnett.